Chodesh Tov, everybody. Today
Morning.
We are continuing on today with the Gemara Erevin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We were discussing the case of where you have majority of the walls are of the area not actually being proper walls. So we discussed the case of walls that are made up of many entrances and many windows, and we concluded that. That it's no good when the doorways and the windows aren't done properly. When they're pitchei shemai, that's when we have run into the issue of harut murbal omed. But if they're done properly, as in they've got a properly finished window, they've got a lintel on top. It looks like they were intentionally built that way. Then we would again it would be considered to be as if it's omed murbal parts, that there's more standing there is not there, even though there is. So now we're trying to figure out, now we're going to continue on in that vein. Now we're getting to a case of where there's even less of walls. So Vav, so we're on the bottom of Yud Aleph of an Aleph. Vav, Rabbi Yochanan Savarla Lahadira. So even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that of Rav, that there is a limit to the maximum width the maximum width of, we had a question of a pet, if you have it by the entryway, you can only up to 10, more than 10 is considered to be a pirtza, no good. The question is does that same thing apply to Tzorat Badech or not? So, the Amar, then we're going to see the support to see what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is. The Amar, Rabin, Baravada, Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Masav, Adam Echad, Mibikat, Bet Korton, Shanatz, Arba, Kundasin, Arba, Pinat, Tasadeh, Matas, Mor, Alihen, Let me share a diagram because that'll be very helpful for understanding what we're talking about. There was a case where there was a farmer in Bit Horton, which might be the Bit Horon area, in Israel. So this business is somewhere in Israel. So one farmer had this great idea for how he'd be able to. In diagram number 142, for how he'd be able to differentiate between the different regions of his field for kilayim, because normally you have to have a certain degree of space, as we mentioned I think it was on Daf Hey, about there being, you have to differentiate between the regions of different types of seeds and plantings for purpose of kilayim. So he had this great idea that he'll make representative walls around the area of the difference to differentiate between the areas of different seeds, and that'll mean that he won't need to have as large of a gap between places that he plants, because this would create there being a halachic wall to differentiate between the different types of seeds, and that way you wouldn't need to have something else, right? So as it says here, so you see here there's olive. See the diagram here. There's an olive and there's a bet. So underneath the olive is where the inside of the place of the four posts were planted, and then there's the vine running over the top of the four posts. So that, all right. So that is that's the place where you'd be planting where the vineyard is. And then so that's olive, the area inside, and then bet is the area you'd be planting your seeds on the outside, right? Because we don't want, because you can't, if you cross planting, you would be violating the issue of kilayim, but by creating these walls, it allows them to be closer than they would have been otherwise. So that was the case. So this farmer had this great idea for kilayim. So then Vamar Rish Lakish, and now we're saying, okay, now we're saying, what else does this type of wall work? Vamar Rish Lakish, Kedersha Tiru Lo Linyan Kilayim, Kaki Tiru Lo Linyan Shabbat. Just like this is a valid wall for separating out kilayim, it's also a valid wall for Hilchot Shabbat, meaning for the purposes of Erevin in general, this is considered to be a valid wall. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the kilayim hitiru lo, lein Shabbat lo hitiru lo. Right, so Rabbi Shlakish says that sort of patach, you have four sort of patachs, even though you have part for Baal Omed, right? So just like from this case we had by kilayim, where it's the same thing by Erevin, and you can have four walls sort of patachs, and that's perfectly fine. Gabriel on the other hand says no. They only allow this for Kilayim because Kilayim would require a different degree of separation than Shabbos, but we wouldn't allow this to work for Shabbos. So now that we're trying to figure out what exactly did he do and how did he build the structure? Because depending on how he built the structure is very relevant for, you know, if you want to utilize the word of Petach, what did it look like? Because this is a case where basically you just have four thin poles and a vine running over it. So the question is, well, how do we make sure we build this properly so we can follow the way that he had been doing it as well? So, Abimayaskin on Elam Minatzad. So what's the case? If you want to say that he ran over when he ran the vines, he ran it not over directly over the top, rather he did it basically in the middle. Right, so diagram 144. So you could either, right? So you could eat. So when you're running a vine, you either run a vine over the top of the pole, or you can simply let it run over about halfway and then lead the vine over to the other one. You can also do about half, a little bit farther down. Like, you don't have to do it over the top exactly. So they did it. So the question is, did they do it over, as it looks from this picture, which was directly over the top, or do it from the side? And if you're curious about what we're talking about, if it wasn't in terms of volume, in terms of wood and plank. So the example of that is found in 145, right? That's the minhatzad, right? You basically have two planks, and then you nailed the cross beam, supposed to put it on top, which is how you would normally do construction. Just a slight construction note, if you ever are trying to build a lintel and you want to properly distribute the weight above the area, it would have to be rested on top of the posts. If you did on the side like this, and you tried resting anything on top of the cross beam, it would most likely break because the only thing holding together are the nails, and the nails are probably not going to be strong enough for the purposes of whatever you're building. So also, if you're building a sukkah, do not make that mistake because that could lead to your sukkah actually falling down. Okay, now back to everything. So, right, so if you did from the side, and so you built from the side. So what does that mean if you built from the side? What does that mean halachically? So hamar of chista tzura petach shasa'am yinatzad lo asav lo klum. Right, so if you did a tzura petach from the side, you didn't do anything. You haven't built an eruv yet. All you've done is build. All you've done is put a post on the side. That's not a proper structure because that's not the way you build. Or because it would, right? So that's the problem. So by the way, you say, what do you do then? Because if you did it from the side, that's not a valid sort of petach. Because that's similar to what we had by kids building entrances in the corners. Like, people don't build that way. So if you build in a way that's not worthy for building, it's an invalid building structure. So Ella Agabon, rather he did it on top of that. So therefore, it would be like the way you normally build a doorway. If you want to say that the distance of the posts were more than 10, isn't this exactly what we had before? That we knew that Rabbi Yochanan that on Shabbos it didn't work. Rather, what is the case here that's teaching us? Is that this case is where the posts are more than 10 apart for the Tzura Petach. So if we're teaching us that you can have a wider gap, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the limit's 10 all the Tzura Petach. The case that we say Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with is the case of where it's 10 wide and it's on the side, and then really the only question is whether or not you hold the Rav Chisda saying that minhatzad has a problem or not. That's the question. So now we got a problem, because now basically we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish being inconsistent in their opinions. So what's the inconsistency of Rish Lakish? Dam Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, turning the page. Hey, Mutera L'inyan Kilayim, Abolo Shabbat. So what's Rish Lakish quoting the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina? That you had a braid of vines, done on poles, right? But we talked basically our case of the kundasin that we had above that works for kilayim. I'm a little Shabbat. So here, in this case, Rosh Lakish seems to be saying that it works for Kilayim, but not for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for either. Now we're like, wait, now both those, now you can't, so wait, so that means that everybody's opinion we had until now was wrong. So, Bishlam of the Rosh Lakish, of the Rosh Lakish, Lokasha. Hadiday, Hadarabay. So we can explain, right? Rosh Lakish says what he says, like when he's quoting the opinion of it not working for Shabbos, but only for Kilayim, because you could say it's not his opinion. He quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Chanina. So those are his rebbeim, but that's not his opinion. His opinion is that it works. El Rabbi Yochanan, under Rabbi Yochanan, gotcha. But what Rabbi Yochanan? Like, he says in one case that it works for Kilayim, like it doesn't even work in Kilayim. So which one is it? Yemar Bishul Mahatam Al Gaban. So what you could say, the two cases are different. That the case where it's good for Kilayim over Shabbos is when it's done on top, which could be a valid sort of head down. Hakalim, and it's a chop here. But here, you did it on the side, and if you try making a third pedach on the side, according to nobody, is that considered to be a valid sort of pedach, a valid doorway. Allah Iyamart, Idi, Minatzad, my Ikilam Iyamart. So, but rather, if you're saying that both cases are talking about when you put it from the side, how could you differentiate? Olam, Idi, Minatzad, Hatam Eser, Hakabiot, Meser. Right, so rather you could say, how could they build it from the side? But we're not arguing about Bet Min Asad. Rather, we could say there's a question whether the gap is 10 or the gap is more than 10. Okay, so okay. Just a side note, one of the hard things that lots of doing in Erevin, because most nowadays Erevin are done via Tzurta Petach, is that's a very important thing, is that when people are running the wires, right, or when you're checking an Eruv, is to make sure that the Eruv is, like the Eruv wire is Al Gaban, meaning it's that the Eruv wire runs directly over the lefty, over the post that it is being used for to make a proper Tzurta Petach, because a lot of times wires, you know, they bend out of place, so they get moved, and sometimes when they get put back on. The side, so it's important to make sure that it's actually directly over the post, over the left.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Maybe we'll get to this because I'm looking down on your page, that 145 picture that has a wooden structure, I guess, with the top not on top of the two posts, but on the side of it. Are we saying that people don't build like that? Because it sounds like the reason we gave for it not working when it's not on top is people don't build. But that looks like a perfectly good structure.
It's structurally sound as it is, but if you were going to be building a doorway, you would never build a doorway that way.
Okay.
Because if you're building a doorway, right, you want your doorway to be structurally sound and stay for a long time. Let's say Stonehenge. They've been standing for thousands of years. It's just three stones, each of the structures, right? You've got the two the two side posts and the one on top.
Yes.
Yeah. So then that lasted with, you know, no screws, no nothing, just them being there for thousands of years.
Yeah, putting aside all the mysteries, agreed.
Right. So then that's the way you would build, that's the way you're supposed to build doorposts. If you built it the other way of trying to do it from the side, true, if you nailed it in, it might stick around, but that's not a doorpost.
Right.
So I
just wondered what figure 45 is meant to be showing us.
It's showing you another way, as opposed to doing it with a wire, it's showing you if you've done it with a beam. So if you, let's say, thought, oh, maybe it's only for, you know, for the vine, or for, right, that it's a problem when it's from the side, would be fine if you drilled it in. So that's showing you that it's still a problem, even if you drill it in.
Okay, so that would be no good as well.
Correct.
Okay, great, thank you.
Sorry, Joel. So besides the beam, you'd still need wires for an Eruv?
Either one would work. When you're doing it through the Petach, you either need to have a beam going over the top, or you would need to have a string going over the top. For through the Petach, it doesn't need to be the top doesn't need to be structurally strong. It just needs to be in the shape of a doorway. And as far as the strength of the string is, enough to hang a straw door, basically the lightest door that exists. And nowadays, since we have stronger materials, so, you know, we know, like, so we both have stronger wires, as well as we the ability to hang even lighter doors. Because you can make a legitimate halachic door, out of a very thin sheet of plastic, which weighs next to nothing. And you could have a very small wire, let's say, whether it be like fishing line, which is very sturdy, can hold, you know, hundreds of pounds, which can definitely support, you know, the lightest doors that they sell nowadays. So here, this is just way, if you're using wooden beams, but functionally what we do is mostly with strings, though you could also do it with wooden beams as well if you'd like. Just it tends not to be done because it's more expensive and also more likely to break in terms of if something hits into it or from the wind, whereas the strings are a little more flexible, so they're easier to use. All right.
Can the lechi be of the same material?
Lechi could be from even thinner material. Lechi has different dinim than, in theory, yes. Just need to make sure that it's something that, but that's something you have to look at. The question of how thick or thin your lechi can be. Some say that it can be as thin as it can be paint, which means that it's like, you know, super really thin and barely even there. But again, that's a subject you have to look at, whether or not for lechi it needs to be strong or just simply a heker. But for petach, you'd need to have some sort of slightly stronger structurally side pieces. That way you could combined with the korah over the top. Sorry, with the string or the whatever you're using for the top of the lintel could in theory hold a door. So the whole structure as a whole has to be able to hold a door. But the door is plus rakash, meaning it's the lightest possible material that you could make a doorway out of, not necessarily that it has to be, you know, a doorway that you would have used. You're going to hang, you know, a nice, thick, heavy wooden or metal door from it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, so now we are on, okay, thank you for all the excellent questions. Hopefully we'll be able to, we'll hopefully address more of the halachic ones as they come up. So now we're continuing on trying to figure out what's going on with running vines over different types of posts. And why would you say that? There's difference that we're discussing why Rehochanan has different opinions. We said maybe it's because the difference between the third path being 10 versus it being 11.
Rabbi, I had a question on that last part of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about an Eruv here. He's talking about whether it would work for Kalayim or not, right? Because we're trying to address the inconsistency. So why would it matter more less than 10 or more that this is just for Kalayim, not for our case?
Yes. But for you, the Gemara is inferring that the laws of mechitzot should work for both similarly. So just like we were talking about there being a limit on the maximum width for Erevin, there should also be a limit on the maximum width for Kilayim. So that's what we're dealing with within Kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan is Kilayim, correct? But that's the case. We're saying is there a maximum wall size of a gap of an empty gap? Like, does Petach apply for Kalayim? According to Rish Lakish, no. As in, it can be as large as you want, no limit. According to Biokanon, so there is a limit on how wide it can be for Kalayim, and that's 10. And that's why. So that's why in one case he says that way that you did it was kasher, and one of the case was puzzle.
But he says in both cases it would be puzzle for Shabbos, maybe for another reason.
Correct, probably for another reason. Could say that stronger walls for Shabbos. Could say that parts of the word Omid is a problem for Shabbos, but not for Kilayim.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Okay, so Menat Tamra, Deshani Lan, Ben Esther, Leo Termeser, Damar Abdullah, Rebeo, Fanon Rish Lakish, Lokachayaman, Sash. So who's to say they're talking about 10 and 11? So now we're going to rephrase our story. Here's the case. Shalom Yeshua Etzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lamol Torah. Afal Pi Shabaki Hilchot Kilayim Umitzo Yoshev Ben Hailanot Umatnos Mor Milan Leilan. So Rabbi Yeshua went to learn by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri to learn, even though Rabbi Yeshua himself was very knowledgeable about Hilchot Kilayim, and he noticed that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri was sitting there between the trees and was tying a stretching of a vine from one tree to another tree. Diagram number 146. Okay, so he was wrapping the vine from one to the other. Amarlo, Rabbi Igafanim Khan, Mahu Lizra Khan. So if we'd had this area had been a region that's considered to be a Kerem, place to plant vines, could we then able to plant these on the other side based on what you did? And he responded back that if the space between these trees is 10, then you could plant on the other side because it would be considered to be valid. Well, even though it's seemingly even though it's been asad, and but if it was wider than 10, then it would be a problem, which seems to line up very well which is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. That seems pretty good. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to be consistent now. So what's the case? So if we're talking about a case where you planted them over the top, right? Meaning, right, as we had in the diagram before, number 142. So if you want to say this, that it's more than 10 and it's on top. Hatanya, Hayusham, Kanin, Hadok, Ranin, Vasalhan, Peya, Milmala, Afil, Biotr, Miasr, Mutar. So if you want to say that the case is by where the way they tied it is on top, but we have a bright that, and then it's not, then more than 10 is a problem. So, but don't we have a bright that states that if you had posts nailed into the ground, right? So that's diagram number 146, right? Where you have stakes nailed into the ground, and then you ran the line over the top. Right, you did a peah milmala, meaning you ran the vine over the top of them. Even if it's more than 10, it works. Ella la minutzad. Rather, most of the cases that we have by the tree case, or what we're talking about, is when it's from the side. So they were not aware that that's what they do. That, but the case was, as depicted in this diagram over in number 146, that you're right, that's the problem. That it's because it's from the middle, but if let's say, see how these trees, you know, they make a little V shape on top. So if you'd ran it over in the middle of the tree, then it would have been, being over Al-Gaban as opposed to being outside, then it would have been fine. Right, because then you'd have had, you know, you'd do the bottom of the tree as the that would be considered to be the lechi, and then you'd have put the rope, and then the rope would have been, the tomorrow would have been over the top, and would have been fine. But that's not the case. Rather, it was tied to minatza. Okay, now we're going back to discuss the earlier case. So gufa. Amar of Chista, Tzur de Petach, Shalsen and Mitzad, Lo Atzav Lo Klum. Right, now you're judging Rav Chista's opinion that if you do it from the side, it's no good at all, no matter what you did, no matter the size. You don't do it from the side. You don't build like that. So, Amar of Chista, Tzur de Petach, Shamru, Tzri Chushite, Bria Kadeh, Hamid, Ba Delat, Bafil Delat Shalakashin. So we have one statement of Rav Chista saying that from the side is no good. We also have another statement saying that what's the strength requirement for the Tzur de Petach is that it has to be able to hold a door even if the door is made up out of straw. Amar Shlakesh Mishum Rabiana. I threw a petach, three a hecker at seer. So now another requirement we have is that of Rishlakesh Shlakesh Rabiana, that it needs to have a place where you put the hinges on. My hecker at seer, Amar Rav Avya Avkata. So what, when we say hinges, we mean like the strong metal or wooden hinges? No, not even something that sturdy. We mean by that he means you have to have loops. Right? Because typically the way that hinges work basically is you have like a piece of either metal or wood sticking out, and then you have like that's attached to the wall, and then you have corresponding pegs on the door, and that they're hanging on. But here he's saying the note, even if you had, because we're talking about a door of straw, so even a loops would be sufficient. You don't need to have the same. You wouldn't need to have, you know, a structurally strong one. Okay, so then Ashkenu, Rav Acha, Braid, Rav Avia, Tamidid, Rav Ashi. So the one day, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avia, found the students of Rav Ashi, and he said, and he asked them a question. Amar Lahu, Amar Mar, Mi Divis Rav Petach. Yes, did your master, Rav Ashi, say anything about these Divis Rav Petach? Amar Lahu, Amar Lahu. And they said he never said anything about it. Meaning that, so that implies that the question we had above, so this morning, did he happen to have addressed the case if you need loops or not? And the answer is nope, he said nothing, implying that you don't actually need to have hinges for the door. Okay, now continuing. Tana, another brayta. Tuna patasha amru, kana, mikan, vakana, mikan, vakana, al gabayan. So, when we say tuna patasha, we mean a post on this side, a post on the other side, and then a post across the top. Srikin liga, oen srikin liga, do they need to touch or not? Rav Nachman Amar, Ansichin Liga, Rav Sheshan Amar, Ansichin Liga. Rav Nachman says they need to touch, Rav Sheshan says they don't need to touch. So, right, so that's diagram number 149.
That would that mean whether they need to loop or not?
No, whether or not, when you put this, we're talking about three beams now.
Yeah.
So there they say that you would need to, do they need to be rested? Does the piece of wood for the tap have to touch the other two? So that's the question.
Okay.
So let's talk about whether that has to touch or not. So Azal Rav Nachman va'avad uvda beirish geluta krishmate. So Rav Nachman went and did what he'd heard, meaning he did it. Meaning he right before Rav Nachman says they don't need to touch. That's what he did. Then Amar le'Rav Sheshet l'shamei. Rav Gada. So then Rav Sheshet told the servant Rav Gada, like his shamish, his helper. So Zil Shlof Shadin. Then he says, go and take them out, because what he did is no kosher. Azal Shlof Shadin. Then he went out and he took me to them away. Ashkechu the Beres Gluta Chavshu. And then the people of Beres Gluta saw this, and then they imprisoned him for destroying their Eruv. Adler Rav Sheshet Kab Abava, and then Rav Sheshet went out through the door of the prison and said, and Amar Leh, Gada Pukta Navagrata. And then he said, Adler got to me, and then the Rav Sheshet let them go. Because basically, so that's a story that you should never do. Even if you don't necessarily approve of somebody's Eruv, you probably should never destroy it, because people get very upset when you destroy their Eruvs. As in that case, where he literally got arrested for destroying the Eruv and making the Reish Luta, the head of, you know, of the Jews in exile time. So they were very upset and they put him in jail. Then he's like, no, then like, no, then the Rav Mafshir of the Eruv, Rav Nachman, then went and said, no, it's like, you know, let him go. And they were like, fine, let him go. But yeah, he got arrested for it. So now we're trying to figure out what is the story of the Sfarat Petah? So Ashkechei Rav Sheshet L'Rav Bar Shmuel Amar Leh Tani Mar Midi B'Sfarat Petah, says teach you something about Sfarat Petah. Amar Leh in sure Tanina Kipa Rimeir V'Chayav B'Zuza Chacham Potrin. So we're talking about a case of a kipa, which is, so a kipa simply means an arch, right? So that's number 150. So if you have an arched doorway, the question is that chayv? So what is the status in terms of the zaza? So Rinair says it needs a mezuzah. Chacham but chacham say that since it's round, so therefore there's no case of there, because there's no mezuzah, right? Normally there's the biblical term for the sides is mezuzot, right? And then the one on top is called a mashkof. Right, so in the Torah, Lech and Korah are the terms in the Mishnah. So he's saying there that if you don't have, so Chama is saying that if you don't have actual mezuzot, there aren't two straight things, and then there's mashkof on top, therefore there's no chayv mezuzah there. But even some agree that if there's a straight point before the arch of 10, right? Look at number 151. So if let's say the arch is only at the top as opposed to the whole way through, then that would be fine. So Amar Abaye, Komodim im gvoa sarab, ember glash losha. Then Abaye has a different thing for what's required for a mezuzah. He says that if it's 10 tall and the feet aren't even 3 tefachim, right? So then that would be the case where nobody ever agrees you don't need, that even Rav Meir wouldn't say requires a mezuzah. Inami, or another way of explaining it, is that yesh b'glash losha v'ein gvoha asara lo klum. Or the way of saying that, what's the case everybody agrees, is that if it's the legs are 3, but the total head of the doorway is less than 10 tefachim, then that's not considered to be a valid doorway for mezuzah. Because you don't have sufficient, you don't have sufficient doorway. So then what's the case of argument then? Keep ligi, the yesh, beraglea, shlosha, goa, asara. There are cases where if it's 3 on the side and it's also 10 tall in general. But it's not wider than 4. But you could, in theory, chisel away from the top to make it end up being the right size. So that's the that's image number 153, where basically currently it's not right. Where in theory you could chisel out a full doorway of the right size. And that's the case where the machloket is one that you can view it as if you already cut it out. Whereas case where let's say number 154, where there isn't enough, then that would be invalid. So Rabbi Meir says machloket lashlim. Rabbi Meir says that you carve out there that you can carve it out and then it'll be fine. Rabban Sabra in machloket lashlim says no, that you don't allow you to view it as if you carved it out. Rather, if it's currently no good, then it's no good. No way to fix it, and that's that. So Amar Lai Imesh Kachad Luhu Lo Tem Malay Laveresh Kulota Lo Midi Maha Matnita Dekipa Jitzad Shmuel. If you find them, don't say anything about this Brayta to the Hazrash Kulota, because this proves that I was wrong and I was deservedly thrown in jail. Because basically this is showing you that in terms of the Surat HaPetach right, so he was saying that using the Kana on each side is no good. But here this is the case clearly saying that what he had done in terms of doing the Surat HaPetach was legitimate, and he doesn't want to be thrown in jail. For being wrong. So now just one side point. So the Yerushalmi on this topic has another din in terms of the talking about the how you do the beam across the top for a sort of petach, and it mentions a gumi. It mentions the fact that you could use a string explicitly. So based on the Yerushalmi is why nowadays a lot of the eras we use a string over the top as opposed to using a as opposed to using a beam or of some sort or a vine. We say that a string is good enough, as is mentioned by the Yerushalmi. Okay. Sorry, we're gonna keep going. We'll see how far we can get. Hopefully we'll be able to. We'll see if we can manage to finish tomorrow's off too. If not, I'll try and we'll. So we'll try and see how far we can get to that tomorrow. That way we can be on pace so we can cover Shabbat. So we'll be able to be done with Shabbat on time. Hopefully until the next time in the middle. So for the next 10 minutes, please hold off on the questions just so we can make sure we cover enough ground. That way we can be on pace for the week. Manitin, Hashem Mavoy, how do you fix a Mavoy? Beshame Omrim Lechi Vekora, Behel Omrim Olechi Okora. Right? As we went over this before, that when you're trying to fix an entrance to the Mavoy, either you can have a side beam and a post on top, according to Beit Shammai, so you need both of them to fix it, whereas Beit Hillel says one or the other. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Lechaim, but Rabbi Elazar says you need to have two lechis, two side posts. They weren't arguing about this lesson for Amma. Shehu Adid. Shehu Nitar Obalachi Obakor. If it's that short, then either one works. Almanach, we'll go to the argument. Al Rakam Yarba Amma. So rather, the case isn't for the when it's four wide, rather, it's when it's between 4 and 10 wide, is the question. Shabbat Shalom Amrim Lachi Obakorah. Benhel Amrim Lachi Okorah. Once you've got a large enough space, then it needs a different way of fixing it, because when you have a large doorway versus a very small doorway. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Al Zevah Nachaku. Rabbi Akiva was like, no, they argue and all, they argue no matter what. The question is, how do you fix entry to Mavoi? Period. Come on, right? So then, who's this Mishnah following? Velok to Chananya. Rather, this must not be according to Chananya. Velok to Tanakama. This is like Chananya, nor like Tanakama. So who's the whole Mishnah actually following then? Because the Tanakama doesn't make mention of case about there being on two sides. So Amar of Yehuda, Hakamar, Hashem Mavoi Satum Ketz. So Yehuda says, wait, so what's the case where we have to fix a Mavoi that's only open on one side? But Shami Amrim Lechi Bekora, the Hel Amrim Olach Elkora. So we're talking about we have a three-sided Mavoi, and apparently only the last side, which has been the kibbutz we've been using for most. Or both of the arms so far. That's the case. That's what Mechloket is. Beshami Amr Lachay Bekora. Beshami requires both the side post and the beam across the top, the cross beam. Shilamimra, Dekas, Savri, Beshami, Arba, Machitza, Daraita. So that seems that Beshami requires you to have four full walls, and that's why you need to have both the side post and the cross beam on top. No, low. Lizra. That's not a valid proof if that's where Beshami holds. Lizrok, Mishala, Shud, Machaya, Latata, Ad, Ik, Arba. That's not necessarily the case. Rather, they're just talking in terms of differentiation in terms of what needs to be fixed. If you want to be able to throw things around in the area, you'll need three walls. But if you want to be able to tell, Ad, Ik, Arba. But if you want to actually carry things in the area, you need to have four walls. Okay, so now Beit Hillel says you need either a crossbeam or a side post. Why? Maybe Beit Hillel says that for it to be considered to be a Rishit Yachid, it needs three walls either, right? Huh? No, please wrote. Rather, no, that's not the argument is. Rather, he says that if there's two walls, then you're chayav on zrika. You're allowed to throw if there's two. But you're not allowed to carry in the area until there's three walls. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin, and then Rabbi Eliezer said that we needed two posts. Ibai Lehu Rabbi Eliezer Lechayayin Ukor Kamar Odim Lechayayin Lokor Kamar. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer, is he building off of, let's say, Beit Shammai, saying more than Beit Shammai, or is he saying that, different from entirely Beit Shammai, Beit Hill, he's just saying that you need two lachis and that's it. Tashma, Master Rabbi Eliezer, Shahalachet, Tel Rabbi Yossi, Ben Bredo, Tamido, turning the same page, Lo'ovalim. So Rabbi Lezer is going to his student Rabbi Yossi Preda, who lives in Ovalin, and he saw that Rabbi Yossi was sitting there when there's only one lechi on the side of it. Amar lo, b'ni, asay lechi echa. He said, Rabbi Lezer said, make another one. Amar lo, v'chila sotmo nitharas, we need to make a full seal. It's a mavoi. All I need to do is, is remind me. Amar lo, yisatem umabakach. So then Talmud says, so then Rabbi Lazar is like, yeah, so you should close it off. Like, oh, I don't understand. Why are you arguing with me? So I'm a Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. So now we're gonna have a different case. So before the question was, so Rabbi Lazar said you have to do two posts, and he was, and that was it. So now we're going back to Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, and Rabbi Lezer is going to go back to talk about Beshame Beit Hillel, as opposed to Rabbi Lezer's opinion. So, lo nechaku Beshame Beit Hillel, amavoy shubacho me'arba amot, sheno tzarech klum. Amad nechaku, al rakab me'arba amot v'adaser. So, the case they argue isn't the only whether that's subject to machloket of you need a side post or a beam cross beam or both is if it's between 4 and 10. Right? So that's the case where Mishnah has a machloket. So Tani Miha Bchilas Sotamon Itzareth. But what about the case from what we mentioned just now about they're talking about do you need to close up the whole area? Yemar Bishlamalach Lachayin Bakora. I understand you're talking about lachi, requiring both lachis and a korah. Mishum hachi amar v'chilas atmos anitzar. I understand you want to say he's fully closing it off if you did it both on the side and on the top. Al iamar lachayayin below korah miles atmos. But if you were saying the two sidewalls and no korah, how are you saying that he's closing it off? Halakamar. See, this is what he already should have said as follows. No, because he said v'chilas atmos lachayayin anitzar. Well, he was saying, do I need these two lachis? He wasn't saying anything about is this a full wall or not, he's stating that what is sufficient to close there. So Amar Bishum Ben Gamliel, Lenachlu Bisham Ed Hillel, Al Mavush Machom Arba, Ashen Zarat Klum, they both agree you don't need to fix it at all. Pan Antanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmid Achad Nevi Kiva, Nolachlu Bisham Ed Hillel, Al Mavush Machom Arba, Amoch, Hunitar, Oblechi Makora. So now we're talking about the case between 0 and 4. And so even though we have Rishon and Gamliel stating that they didn't argue at all. But we're like, wait, we have another Mishnah that says that they are arguing over the case from 0 to 4. The question was, he says for both 4 Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, a lechi or a korah is good enough for less than 4. So wait, so which one is it? What's the opinion of Beit Shammai and Hillel in the case of less than 4? For the width of the Mavois, Amar Arvashi, Hachikamar. And it's our lucky korah to Beit Shammai. Rather, Rabbi Shimon is with me to say that you don't need a lucky korah unless it's four like Beit Shammai. Global chayayin kila riyaz or ella. Oh, lucky korah kila hilal. Rather, between the case in the case of less than four, you need only lucky like Rabbi Hillel is in general. The comma, and then we're asking, so how much is on the minimum size? So what is there a minimum where you didn't require nothing? So Rabbi Shimon says 4. Basically, we're going back to Lovewood here, right? So he says that, the Lovewood is four tefachim, so that's the, so if it's less than that, never you would need anything because if it's closed. Amar Shesha, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Modim, Chachamim, Rabbi Elezer, Pasi Chaser. So, Shesha, the name of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the name of Rav says that Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Elezer in the case of Pasi Chaser. Meaning by the upright boards of the chatzer, that you would need nothing, if it's surrounded by those, you wouldn't need anything to fix it. Rav Nachman Amar, Halach Rabbi Elazar, Pasi Chatzer. Rav Nachman agrees and says that Pasi Chatzer, you wouldn't need anything else to fix it. Is there a picture of it? Nope, no picture. Basically, that means if you had a chatzer surrounded by posts all over, which basically means you've got an area enclosed by many different lechis, then that would be sufficient, and you wouldn't need anything else to fix it. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ma'ad Modi, what do you mean by you agree? Halakha Mikhlal Pligi. If you say halakha something, that means that they argue. Ma'ad Pligi, Elias, who's going to argue? Rabbanan. Yitanya Chatzer Niter Rapazachad. Who says that you don't need that Rabbanan say that you only need one pas in order to permit a breach? Rabbi Omer, Shem Pasin, then he required you to have two Pasin, which would be much more difficult to allow an area. Amr Biyosi, Amr Biyochanan, Chatzer Tzricha, Shem Pasin. So Rabbi Yossi, and then Rabbi Yochanan says that to permit a gap in a Chatzer, you need to have two posts on each side of the gap. Amr Leir, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yossi, Mi Amr Biyochanan, Achis Rabbi Yochanan says that. Baha Atud Amr Bishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan, didn't you tell us that Rabbi Yochanan said differently? Pasach Hatzeris Rishon Shehei Ben Arba. He said that not they need to, rather it needs to be the board has to be 4 tefachim wide. Klitema Arba Mikav Arba Mikav. Maybe you meant the gap can't. You have to make it small enough so the gap is less than 4. Atan Yerabad Bar Dimei Rabbi Yochanan Bar Mila Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi Ketana Be'Eser Gdol Be'Echadis Rabbi. Didn't we say something differently that we're talking about there's between a small and a large courtyard? Is there between whether it's whether it's between 10 and 11 amot. So what are you talking about? A case of lessening the gap all the way till it being 4 tefachim. Like that's completely the wrong measurement. Like what's going on? Ki salak or mizera miyame parashas. One day when Rabbi Zeir came off of the boat. He says, "Ruach Hakad Barba Mishter Ruchad Mashu Lakan Mashu Lakan." So he says that if you're only trying to fix from one end, you need a pass of four, but if you're doing it from both sides, then you need to then any amount is good. V'hadatani Azavar Bimi Rabbi Yehi V'sarvelak Rabbi Yosi. And what we said in the name of Rabbi Rami is the name of Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosi, which is that and holds that Lavud is for three, and that's why you need to have it be at least four in order for it to work in terms of the making the gap end up being less than four. So we're gonna stop there and continue here next time because we're out of time. So just a quick summary. We dealt a lot with Surah HaPetach on how you're supposed to build it. So important to remember about Surah HaPetach is that Surah HaPetach is a shape of a doorway. It has to be built like a strong functional doorway would be, meaning that it has to have side posts. It needs to have a beam running over the top, directly over the top, not attached from the side. And as far as the strength, we mentioned that the strength is has only been able to hold a door made out of straw. So there, and the Rishonim states explicitly that you can do it with a gumi with a string. So as long as you have a sufficiently strong string, then that running over the directly over the top of the post is sufficient for making sort of petach for constituting a wall for air of it. And remember don't apply that if you tap from the side, that it would be no good. And also that remember that the type of sort of petach we're talking about is not a sort of petach that has a door hanging from hinges. Rather, it's a door that we're hanging from the top, and that's why hinges are unnecessary as well. If anybody has any questions now, they're welcome to ask them. And tomorrow we will be picking up from Amar of Yosef.
Rabbi, in the case of the kippah, where we're talking about the minimum requirements where you would have to put up a mezuzah, those are really small. We're not talking about an actual. Are we talking? That seems like a dollhouse. Like, what are we talking about there?
So let me scroll back up just to look at the diagrams. Okay, so this is so when we say 10 tefachim tall, right? 10 tefachim tall is comes up to like about a little less than 3 feet, which is pretty high.
So in this, three tefachim.
When we say three tefachim, we're saying it's a question of how you built the. You see in diagram number 154. So the three tefachim is stating the amount of straight wall there is, right? So then, if you're heading by the kotel, when you're heading in there, there's a whole bunch of different arches of different amounts of exposure, right? So there's the really big one where you'd go in, let's say when you're going into like basically attached to the kotel, like that big archway. Mm-hmm. But also, if you look further back, there's a very small one that's, you know, like it's basically like your head almost like you can't, you have to like duck to get into that one, right? So that mm-hmm. one's more than 10, like so that one basically it's also rounded the whole way from the floor,
right?
So the question is there, so is that one sufficient? So he's like that. So there's a lot of times when you're making archways, a lot of them aren't intentionally doorways, they just happen to end up being let's say the one of the biggest infrastructure projects of the Romans were aqueducts. The way they would typically support the aqueducts, it was a series of archways. So then you'd have a lot of times you'd have an archway that's very small, or that's like largely covered over, and then you have like some amount left over. So this wasn't intentionally intended. Nobody really meant this to be functionally as a doorway per se when it was originally constructed, but it happens to be a doorway. Right, so that's why you end up getting with all these weird shapes and structures of different sizes. Not necessarily that somebody would try to build the house this way. Sometimes because that happens to be a feature of the building for another reason, but it could function as a doorway as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Chodesh Tov. Be well.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thanks, sir.
I will see everybody on Rosh Chodesh as well tomorrow.